The provincial government has said it plans to scrap the province's French immersion and English prime systems. Under the new education system, students would learn half in English and half in French starting in September with a kindergarten and grade one students. But those plans are contentious. On Thursday night, the Department of Education held a public consultation at the Delta Beauséjour Hotel in downtown Moncton. It was attended by an overflow crowd, and members of that crowd were defiant. CHMA was there to check it out. Around 6:30 p.m., when the session was slated to begin, there were still dozens of people waiting in a line that extended from the conference room down the staircase into the lobby below. Officials announced that the conference room was reaching capacity, but said they would make space.
So we're going to open the walls from the side. We'll set up more tables. So if you can be patient with us, and we'll set that up to make sure that you have a space. Okay. Thank you for your patience.
Education Minister Bill Hogan was out in the crowd speaking to people who were waiting in line. Inside the conference hall, it was a hive of activity, with more than 300 people reportedly attending. The atmosphere was tense as the session finally got underway, about 45 minutes later than planned.
You know, I don't like what you're doing. It's not really constructive feedback.
The crowd heckled Minister of Education Bill Hogan and Deputy Minister John McLaughlin.
Who knows? Who knows what technologies we'll have at high school 11 years from now? Okay, I have about as much patience as the minister does, so I would appreciate being able to get through my presentation, if you don't mind. It's not a Q&A, all right? Maybe it should be, but it's not.
That was Deputy Education Minister John McLaughlin, and before that you heard Bill Hogan speaking to a tough crowd in Moncton on Thursday evening. Well, some members of the crowd soon lost patience with the Minister of Education and his deputy. Eventually, attendees began making speeches at mics in the back of the room. The organizers appeared to be faced with a choice: either cut the mics and shut down the event, or let people speak. The consultation was supposed to follow a method known as World Cafe, with small groups discussing the topic before delegates present the main points to the larger crowd. Instead, it was a non-stop flow of people who spoke against the government's policy. This French immersion teacher got a standing ovation.
I work at a rural school where for the last 2 years we've received government funding. Thank you to the government for that funding, to enhance our immersion program. And I'm proud to report that most of our students are now speaking French in class to each other as well as to their teachers and enjoying a variety of French cultural activities. Our retention rate is also very high. Moreover, 50% of our graduates scored advanced on their oral proficiency exit interviews, which is well above the provincial average. Many of our students use French at their part-time jobs and tutor younger siblings in French. Moreover, several of our graduates from completely Anglophone families will be attending the University of Moncton next year. If we can make this many positive changes to the program in just 2 years, then we must have the opportunity to share our practices with other schools and continue to enhance our program. The new model being proposed by the government is flawed for many reasons, not the least of which is that there are not enough French-speaking teachers to fill the new positions.
We can't take choices away from parents and children. I have kids in my class right now who, if they have to spend 50% of their day in French next year, I'm terrified for them. They can't do that. It's not right. Can they learn some French? Yes, they can. Absolutely. Would they love to have the opportunity? Yes. But they also need so much help. They need so much help in their own language. They're struggling with English literacy. They're struggling with their math concepts. They need to not have this large 50% of the time put on top of them. They won't know what to do with it, some of them, and they will rebel, and they will not find that they have a place at school. So my suggestion is, yes, streaming is not good. It's not. But we don't have to maybe fix something that parents feel is working for their children. What we need to look at is the English Prime program and how we can improve the English Prime program.
My first remarks are regarding how rushed this is. So you spoke it not being rushed. However, we are here in January. We have a framework that we're going to implement in September. There's no way that we can implement this without being half-baked. It's rushed, it's clearly a political decision, and there's no time to plan for the staffing challenges this is going to present, and there's no time to develop the proper curriculum that we're going to need come September. This is creating unprecedented uncertainty with our school staff, with our teachers. It is driving teachers out the door. They're going directly to the Francophone system. Okay. In Anglophone East, we know that we're going to need a minimum of 15 new French teachers next year. That's just for K-1. If we have to replace all the teachers that are moving to the French system, how are we going to find an additional 15 new teachers to fill those roles on top of the ones that walked out the door when all the other districts are facing the same challenges and looking for teachers that speak French? Simply put, the Atlantic provinces and beyond are just not graduating enough teachers. The government has to stop this farce right now before it affects our students. Now's the time to put the brakes on this.
Those were some of the voices of people who spoke at a consultation session at the Delta Beausejour Hotel. First was Hannah Davidson, a longtime French immersion teacher, followed by kindergarten teacher Candice Galvin, and then Dominic Vautour, a member of the Anglophone East District Education Council. The CHMA's Erica Butler was there too, and she gave me a rundown of how things unfolded.
Things wrapped up at about 9:45, I would say. The last speaker was actually from Sackville. Eva Dixon got up and gave some remarks that I think maybe, you know, there was no one else left in line behind her. To the credit of the organizers, they didn't cut anyone off. They, you know, people were welcome to keep coming up to line up behind the mic, but Eva Dixon closed it off. And that was about 9:45, at which point Bill Hogan got up to give some closing remarks, but everyone else also got up to pack up their belongings and get out of there. So it was an uncomfortable moment while he gave some closing remarks in French. He eventually broke it back into English and you know, people gave him a bit of attention, but yeah, he wrapped it up.
And what was the mood like at that point?
I think people were exhausted. I mean, that could be me talking because there was a lot of information that came, a lot of emotion. You know, I learned a lot just listening to all those different speakers. We had teachers, administrators, parents, a lot of different points of view. So it was, I mean, to me, it was the discussion that we've been waiting to have on this topic since, you know, since Dom Carty resigned. And it's a shame it got to this point before we had it. But I think people were satisfied that they got to speak, though. I would say that they felt like finally they got heard.
CHMA's Erica Butler. She also spoke to some people from Tantramar who made the trek to Moncton for the consultation. Here's Sackville resident Alice Cotton, followed by Memram Cook Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten and Mayor of Tantramar Andrew Black.
Oh, I'm just so happy to see so many people come out, and there was not one person who supported the government's position, the government's program. Not one person stood up and talked about being in support of it. And there were such heartfelt stories from people, such passion. I mean, I really believe that if we all write letters and complain, we can make them back down.
Okay, Megan Mitten, what did you think of this meeting tonight?
I was a bit worried about the World Cafe style, where people were going to have questions that constrained the conversation and there wasn't going to be a Q&A. And I was so proud of the people of New Brunswick for going to the mic and insisting on being heard. It was wonderful to see people standing up, speaking truth to power, telling the minister, the deputy minister, telling the department what they think.
I'm here as a parent. I was really pleased to see that this meeting fell apart from what the minister and his department had wanted, honestly. The fact that people were able to get up to the microphone for the entire evening and speak about what concerns they had, I think was hugely beneficial. And I guess at the end of the day, the message was pretty loud and clear that the system we have right now is not perfect, but the fact that we have an immersion system that works well for people is wonderful. Leave it alone and work on the other pieces.
That was Mayor Andrew Black. And before that, you heard from MLA Megan Mitten and local resident Alice Cotton. They were all in Moncton on Thursday night for a public consultation session on French immersion. And a few updates to close this report. The French language education issue also came up during a legislative committee hearing on Friday, with Deputy Minister McLaughlin calling the plan a proposal in comments to MLAs. He also referred to it as a proposal at the Thursday night consultation sessions. Observers are saying it's a change in tone from the government, indicating that they might be rethinking the idea. At the legislative committee hearing on Friday, Tory MLA Andrea Anderson Mason also broke ranks with the government, saying the province should pause the reforms. The consultation tour continues with sessions on Tuesday in St. John and Wednesday in Fredericton, followed by two online sessions next week. Registration is required for those virtual sessions.